so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Sait, with the Global Tel Summit Series, From Heartache to Joy. Oh my goodness, we have Carrie Samuels back with us again today for a very, very important call. I'm so excited to be talking to you, Carrie, and presenting this amazing offer to our listeners, because in my personal journey, you know, I have been telling you guys that I decided since last year I was being pushed, pulled, prodded, and basically the message was I have to show up really fully as myself. And part of that is talking about my journey, talking about who I am, what I'm here to do, at least as far as I've been able to understand thus far. And really my journey, I feel I'm one of those people that came here to teach by learning through their own experience. So whatever I have learned, I'm passionate about teaching that to others. And of course, being a woman, being a single mom, and being an entrepreneur, those are my biggest areas of lessons. Relationships is a big one. And that's what I'm here to teach. I'm here to help women become, truly understand what is freedom. You know, going from this existence of having been suppressed or oppressed or not having had freedom in whichever way it showed up in your lives, that's who I was and that's what I've been able to overcome. And that is what I'm here to teach other women how to do. And of course, that means some divinely connected men are also going to be part of that tribe. Men that are in touch with their divine masculine and divine feminine energies. And they've already been a part of my tribe as well. But for the most part, it's women. It's these amazing women that are what I call part of my eagle tribe that are here to have an impact. And they know it. They are here to have an impact. And maybe they're already on that path and struggling a little bit, or they haven't gotten on that path yet. But they know it in their heart of hearts. They know it. That's my tribe. That's who I'm here to help. And I am no longer waiting in the shadows. I have come out. I've started talking about it. And as you hear that call, if you're part of that tribe, you will know it and you will know that this is for you. So one of the things that I'm super excited to share in my life that has really helped me is really connecting to the truth of me, finding out, discovering who I really truly was. You know, when I tell that story of the baby eagle that fell into the duck's nest and always thought it was a duck until it saw the eagle and realized, oh my God, no, I'm not one of these people. That's kind of the discovery process is, you know, who are you? Why did you come here? Because as we grow up, there's so many things we take from the culture, from our family, that we decide at some level that that's who I am, that's part of my identity. And then we spend the rest of our lives discovering really that was not the truth. And discovering the truth of us is the most exciting journey, because that puts us in alignment with our purpose, with the Creator, really. So in my life, astrology and numerology and these ancient sciences have played a very important role. And I will tell you that it does play a very important role as long as you know how to use it correctly. That's very, very important. I'm not talking about just, you know, reading the daily forecasts that are general for everybody. And yes, some of that might apply, but really having a very wise, knowledgeable practitioner, number one, who can guide you, like what are the stars trying to tell you? What are the numbers telling you? What is this ancient wisdom connected to the highest truth about you? Because these are always supposed to help and guide you and really help to manifest and unfold life the way your blueprint intended it to be, the way the divine intended it to be. So these are, if you will, kind of like the messages or the language of the universe that if you understand, or if someone by your side understands that language and they can translate it for you, it can be a huge bonus and a really important tool in your arsenal to understand how to use this correctly, and then how can you really expand the meaning of your life and really use it to your advantage to even manifest certain things and how to avoid certain energies that you don't want in your life. So it's a very, very important sacred science that must be used correctly. So we have with us Kerry Samuels, one of my absolute favorites, because she's so, when you listen to her, you guys will know, or you may already know if you've heard her before, she's so authentic, very sincere, connected to the highest truth, and integrity is very, very important when you're dealing with someone who specializes in this art. So today is a very important call because Kerry is going to talk about why 2019 is the year that will completely change everything. Get ready to completely transform your life. And she's going to talk about how after last year's master number of intense spiritual lessons, you might have realized that there's so much more to your life than you've been experiencing. And then 2019, how to really manifest this year as a year of renewal and joy. So we're going to be talking to Kerry about that today. Very, very important call. Kerry, welcome. I'm so excited to have you back with us.
Yay, thank you. I am so happy to be here. And it's so funny because as you were talking about what you're experiencing this year and what your intentions are, that is in complete alignment with the numerology and astrology for the year. I'm just sitting here thinking, I love how this works because it's just so accurate. And it's amazing to me how, especially the part about being authentic and sharing parts of yourself that are vulnerable, written in the code of the stars. I mean, that is very much what it's about right now. So, yay.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love it. Thank you for that validation. I love that. So I want to jump right in and talk about, Kerry, what you and I were kind of, we got into that discussion before the call, why 2019 is different than previous years, and why should we be excited about it? Because 2018, oh my goodness, wow.
Yeah, the only, I kept using the word intense last year. Every monthly forecast I did, I'd say it's intense. Like there was no other word.
No.
No,
and it got really intense towards the end. It was like, oh my goodness, hold on.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, so before we talk about 2019, I do want to go back and talk about 2018 to give people a context. Because astrology and numerology, it's always like what comes before and what comes after it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a continuum. You can't just say, this year is this and this year is that. Yes. So there's a why for last year that explains this year. So, when I do a forecast every year, and this is something we're going to be talking about later, like an in-depth forecast for the whole year where I look at the astrology and numerology for all the year. And last year when I was doing the forecast, I thought, this year, I don't even know how we're going to get through it because it's so there was so much going on. Like, I knew ahead of time, you know, so it helped me because I knew it was going to be like that, you know. I knew it was going to be so intense. And the reason for it, well, first of all, it was a master number year. And the way we get this is we add the numbers of the year to get a single digit. So in 2019, we had 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 9, which equals 12. And then we had 1 plus 2, which equals 3. So we're in a 3-year in 2019. Last year, the numbers added up to 11. Now, there are certain things called master numbers in numerology. You don't reduce them. These double-digit numbers that they're called master numbers because you're meant to master your life. You're meant to develop a type of spiritual mastery. And what the 11 does, the 11, if you look at the sacred geometry of the number 11, it's two pillars. They're pillars that go from spirit to matter in a very quick way. It's like uninterrupted, like bolts of lightning in a way. And the word psychic adds up to 11 in numerology. The word light adds up to 11 in numerology. It's an awakening energy that brings a lot of light into your consciousness. And you're meant to walk through these pillars of the soul, so to speak, to go into your next phase of evolution. So what happens is when you get an infusion of light, you do see a lot of the shadow as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we sure did. Like what it was,
yep.
A lot of last year was revelations, okay? It was like one revelation after another. Whoa, I thought I knew this person, or whoa, I thought I knew myself, or oh my goodness, I thought I knew what I wanted to do. But most of the revelations came around playing small or not being true to yourself, you know, putting yourself in boxes in certain ways, right? Or putting up with things that you shouldn't be putting up with anymore, right? So we all had revelations about that. The other thing about last year, no, the moons are a big part of what we look at when you're looking at energy, because moons in astrology represent your inner world and your emotion. And this is why when we have a full moon, people are more emotional, because there's more light on the moon. It brings your emotions to light, and then things culminate. You have things that come full circle. So we began the year last year with this full moon in Cancer, which is ruled by the moon, and so and we ended that way as well with this, you know, very intense full moon in the sign of Cancer. So that alone says, hey, this is going to be more emotional. Your emotions are going to be brought to light in a big way. And the other thing about last year, we had retrogrades nonstop. Like retrogrades of personal planets too. So the personal planets are the ones closer to Earth, right? Closer to the sun. And so when personal planets like Mars and Venus are going retrograde, you're going to feel this in your relationships. So there was nonstop retrogrades. And retrogrades are inner work. That's the universe's way of saying, you didn't get all that you need to learn that this planet is teaching you, so we have to go back so you get this lesson, stuff that you missed. And there was a lot of that last year, stuff, these intuitive pieces of information that we gloss over because we're always so busy. And then you realize, oh, my goodness, like, wow, I did kind of always know that, but I didn't pay attention. So last year you had no window not to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You just had to. You just had to have these revelations. Realizations. Now, you notice those are all R-E words. And so retrogrades give you the R-E words. So it's like revelations, realizations, or things that you missed the first time, right? And then so now you're realizing them in some way that they're being brought to light. So all of that was to get you to realize that you deserve better, that you need to bring more of your true self into the world and not hide. And that brings us to 2019, which is what the center. This is the year where you're meant to rise up and be seen and heard for who you are. This is a year that is about being authentic. Now, I mentioned that this is a three universal year because the 2019, we're all being influenced by that energy. And I want to make something very clear. Numbers and planets do not make us do things. They inform us about what the energy that is happening within and around us. They're more like, I always look at this as a celestial weather forecast. And so this is why I am so passionate about sharing this information with people, because let's say, for instance, last week when we had these crazy storms, a freezing vortex, right, in a lot of places, right? If you didn't have a weather forecast that said, don't go outside, wear a thick jacket, you know, like you, like this is like really intense weather, like stay inside and stay safe. Imagine if we didn't have that kind of forecast that told us, hey, this is the energy that's happening around you. You need to prepare. Astrology and numerology are tools just like weather forecasts. They're not telling us to do anything. They're showing us what our celestial weather is, so that we can plan appropriately. And to me, it's insanity to think that we don't use it, because to me that's like saying, that's like going outside or planning an event and not knowing what season it is or what the weather is going to be like. It is insanity. And I wish this was like a daily part of everybody's life, where everybody understood how this works, because they're not making you do anything. The planets are not making you do. The planets indicate the archetypical energy that is swirling around our atmosphere within and around you. They're representation of, you know, above and below what's happening. And so we know in a 2019 year, this is the energy that is being activated for us, is this energy that is represented by the number three, which is about being connected to your heart and using your heartfelt expression and bringing what's in your heart out into the world to be expressed and to uplift and inspire other people through you using your authentic voice, your authentic essence, your authentic expression. That is, now the planets are telling us something else, and we can go into that in a minute, but I've been talking a lot, so I want to let you talk. But that is what the, now, again, that's a three energy. Three is related to talking. So people are going to be saying more than they've said before. You'll be like the quiet person in the room, all of a sudden is going to be like writing a novel. Do you know what I'm saying?
I've noticed I've been just blurting stuff out without a lot of filters, which I normally don't have anyway, but now even for me it's like, ooh, that was a bit.
And there's going to be a lot of that. People are going to be speaking up like never before.
Beautiful. Well, I love that. And I want to comment on what you just said, because when I said earlier, you know, knowing how to use these art, actually it's a science more, correctly is key. That's kind of what I was talking about. And learning that exactly what you were saying, this is a forecast. And so if you've got certain plans in life, looking at that forecast and then planning it is so important. You know, I was reminded when you were talking, Carrie, one of my, of course, dearest friends, my mentor, my teacher is Chris Atwood. I talk about him all the time. He was, he's played such an important role in my growth. And he is a huge fan of astrology. And I remember when he first, when I had applied to sign up as his mentoring client, one of the requirements was that you will get your astrology chart done, and he would study that with the astrologer to make sure that the person he was intended to coach was, A, in alignment with his life principles, and number two, that they were at the right time and the right place in their life to receive his direction and coaching, because he not only did not want to waste his time, he didn't want to waste my time either. And so I had so much respect for him, because here's this guy who is, you know, world famous. He's a twice New York Times bestselling author. I mean, he's really well respected and known as a coach, and he's got a willing and able client who's got the money in her hand saying, please sign me up. And he's saying, no, not until I get this guidance. And, of course, thank goodness my chart did align with all of those things that he was looking for. And that was 5 years ago. And every year I renew my mentorship with him. But what I wanted to say was, he shared with me once how he has used astrology in his life. And he told me in his youth, when he had really had this stirring in his soul that he wanted to really go deeper with the spiritual teachings, and you know, eventually he ended up going into long meditation, which I think was like 11 years of meditation. But he had been getting that stirring more and more. He used to be in investment banking, and as he was thinking about deciding to go deeper into spirituality, he got his chart done, and it said, this year you have excellent you know, influences for romance and love and finding true
mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it didn't, he said, I didn't see it as, oh, I'm going to meet the love of my life this year, therefore, you know, that's going to be the focus. He said, I was very clear I wanted to go more into that spirituality, and therefore, he said, I decided to really go into long meditation, because what it told me was, if I do it kind of wishy-washy, then romance is going to distract me. And therefore, I went in the opposite direction, and I even pointed out, hey, maybe it was the true love that was indicated was you. You know, that went deeper
exactly.
within your own soul. He goes, perhaps, now that I look back, that might be what I would come to as a conclusion. But at that time, he said, it just told me that if I was going to, you know, expose myself that way, then I would get distracted by these excellent chances of love and romance, and I just didn't want to be distracted. So that
That's
made
funny.
My commitment. Yeah, and he went into the long meditation program then. And he said, and I didn't go in, you know, there was no romance after that, of course. So I just loved that. He said, that's exactly kind of what you were talking about, that really understanding that this is what the energies are going to be supporting. This is what's
yeah.
happening in your, in you know, around the planet and in your life. And then using that. But going back to, you talked about 2018, tell me why 2019 is so important, Carrie.
I will, but I have to preface by saying my first astrology reading, she
uh-huh.
told me this is the time period that's really good for you to meet the love of your life. That was 25 years ago, and that's when I met my soulmate husband. I've been with
I
for 20 for 24 years.
Oh,
so,
I love it. Oh, my goodness. That
so that's part
so
of why
cool.
I studied it. That was a pivotal. That was pivotal. I was like, how in
such
the world?
Such a cool story.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I just thought that's
well,
really
and
funny.
You know, so that basically goes back to that same thing. You know, free will. Your free
yes.
will is so important. And
yes.
and understanding, because my problem is with astrologers or even people that follow astrology that make it like this, kind of like, oh my goodness, this is my destiny. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've read comments from listeners of FHTJ that said, some psychic told me or some astrologer told me that I was doomed to have that. No.
Oh my gosh.
No
that, when people tell me that,
be,
I just want
to yeah.
like barricade them from ever listening to anything like that again. So this is why we work in probability. So this is what goes back to what we're saying about forecasts. The forecasts tell you, So what people are usually seeing in someone's chart is their Venus influence. When they talk about love, Venus is love, beauty, and attraction. It attracts what you love into your life. It's a time where there's these positive Venus transits. It means like this is when love is coming into your life. So that was his love in his life, and he probably attracted the right program to himself. You know, the love can mean something different at different times
yeah.
in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just saying like this is the you're swirling in the energy of love right now, right? So, and that doesn't need to be romantic love. It could just be like waking up every day and smelling flowers and being like life is beautiful. Do you know? So, and this is
yeah.
these are the things we forecast. It never again. That's why I'm saying planets don't make you do anything. Numbers don't make you do anything. They're showing you the energy that's ripe, that's ripening at different times. So 2019, what is the energy that's ripe right now? So let's begin. We talked about the moons of last year being these you know super moons in Cancer that began and ended the year. These very emotionally. So full moons are culminations and they're endings and they're bringing things to light. So this year, totally different. This year, now your moons can either be in Capricorn or Cancer in the beginning of the year because that's what the astrology is. But this year we began right at the top of the year with a new moon, solar eclipse in Capricorn, and we're ending the year with a new moon, solar eclipse, and Capricorn. So this is like an eclipse sandwich, right? And this is like, a new moon eclipse, which is very different than a full moon eclipse, because the new moon is all about, no, I'll get into what eclipses are, but new moons are always about starting something. And as you're planting new seeds at the new moon, and as the moon's light grows, as the moon waxes, then your intent, it brings light to your intention and things are growing. So we began this year with a new moon in Capricorn, which is all, Capricorn in astrology is at the top of the chart. It's like the, you know, the goat at the top of the mountain, right? It's like, this is how your career and how people see you and how you represent yourself in the world, like this is what's growing right now, right? And solar eclipses are like exponentially powerful than a new moon. Solar eclipses always happen in a new moon. So an eclipse basically is a reset button for your life. It eclipses part of the past for you, but it also brings up hidden gifts, hidden talents, hidden connections. So people often make fateful connections during a solar eclipse. Some people like do meet the love of their life, or they'll buy a house. There's often these, like, it initiates these changes. And part of that, again, we're talking about free will. Part of that is because you're waking up to parts of yourself that have been eclipsed from your consciousness. And so you're wake. It's like a reset button. You know, if you have like too many programs on a computer, and all of a sudden you're just like, I'm just going to reset it, and everything's like good again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Solar eclipses are often like that. So, and when I'm reading these astrology and numerology, and I'm a psychic as well, and I'm an energy healer. So part of what psychics do is they read patterns and symbols, right? And so it's about reading the patterns of this energy. So right after the, and I'll talk about the other moons, the full moons this year are also quite extraordinary, but we have this reset button at the top of the year. And the other thing that happened at the top of this year, once a year, the sun meets up with the planet Uranus. And by the way, I was born on a solar eclipse when the sun conjunct was Uranus. So this year for me is like, what? It's like a lot like my birth chart in a way. Once a year, sun conjuncts Uranus. Uranus is the planet of freedom and liberation and sudden dramatic changes, quick changes that bring liberation and freedom. So Uranus went right after this solar eclipse, Uranus went direct, okay? So Uranus was retrograde, and then Uranus went direct right after the solar eclipse, and then we have no planets in retrograde for 2 months. So part of what this, and it's so opposite of last year, right? So part of what the energy is saying for the year, it's like, okay, you get this reset button where you're waking up. So last year was all about like figuring out what wasn't working anymore and what you don't want anymore and what, you know, what you're no longer going to tolerate and how you want to live large and like put yourself out there, whether it's personally or career-wise, like in a different, more authentic way, so you're expressing who you are. And then we get this reset button at the top of the year. And then this planet of uniqueness and individuality and freedom just goes direct right after this eclipse. And then there's no planets in retrograde for 2 months. This is the universe saying, hey, this year, this is part of why 2019 you may have felt like a racehorse out of the gate. You know, like, why? Like, there's so much to do. Oh, my goodness. Because, you know, whenever there's this sense of, like, newness or awakening or starting something new, and then there's this, like, go-for-it energy from the universe, you're going to, like, you're going to be like a racehorse out of the gate. Like, there's all of these things that I've been wanting to do and all these new ways I've been wanting to express myself. And different ways I want to implement, different things I want to implement in my career. And I don't want to work so hard. And there's actually a planetary reason for that, too, because Capricorn, that solar eclipse is very prominent all year. And Capricorn is about our work and our career, but it's also about boundaries and limitations, you know? So we have to put boundaries around our life now in ways that we haven't before, and be disciplined about what we want to the changes we want to make. And we're going to have a lot of that discipline and restriction as well as this like freedom and expression. It's kind of actually a perfect combination. So there's all of that that's new. There's all of that that's reset. There's all of that that's showing us like this is your time. And the other thing that's extraordinary and very unusual are full moons. So the first three full moons of this year are super moons, which is, again, full moons and super moons, they bring your emotions to light. And they like all the energy of the moon is like exponentially large. There's the first three full moons of the year are super moons, which is very unusual. They're all at 0 degrees. Zero is the first of the sign. It's like the pure potential energy. So even when full moons are like wrapping up energy, there's a sense of like you're culminating something. They're all at 0 degrees. They're all like you're finishing something so you can start something brand new. And this is the 19th year, right, 2019. One is the number of beginnings, nine is the number of endings. So this whole year we have this sense of renewal. We're still wrapping things up, though. We're still wrapping things up. But we're wrapping it up not like last year, not like in that way like, oh, gosh, I just have to let this go. And there's that sense of mourning or like what the heck just happened to me, right? This is like I'm wrapping it up so I could do something totally new and bring myself into the world in a way that I am bringing new life into my life and bringing my unique light into the world in a whole new way. And that is what the energy of this year is showing us, is our job this year. And you're feeling it within you now. It's your job, your free will, whether you're going to rise up and be seen and heard, and rise up and allow yourself to be authentic. Show your true feelings instead of showing us who you think you want us to be. That's our job, but this is what the universe is telling us.
What happens if you don't do that? Let's talk about that. So what happens if we kind of are not taking the steps to show up more authentically and the job as you described it? If we're not doing that, what's going to happen?
Well, let me explain some more of the planetary influences, and that will explain how this is going to pan out. So there's one other aspect I haven't talked about with this Saturn. Saturn is very prominent. It's a very strange thing in our astrology. There's all this like expansion, contraction all year long, and there's all beginnings and endings all year long. So that new moon, solar eclipse that I talked about, it activated something called the south node of the moon, because the solar eclipse was in Cancer, and right now the moon's nodes, the south node is in Capricorn and the north node is in Cancer. The nodes of the moon show us what you're moving away from karmically and what you're moving toward dharmically, okay? Now, the south node of the moon is being activated all year long. And the south node, when the south node of the moon, which is your karma, is being activated, it means this is time to wrap up some unfinished business from past lives even. And Saturn, which is the ruler of Capricorn, and Saturn's very prominent all year long, Saturn is known as the Lord of Karma. So with all this renewal energy, I know I don't want to scare anybody, but with all this renewal energy, the Lord of Karma is at work all year long, wrapping up unfinished business. Now, I want to make this clear. This doesn't need to be a painful process. This doesn't need to be like you had your revelations last year. So what this is telling us, what the forecast, right? So we're reading the weather patterns, right? What the weather patterns, the celestial weather patterns are telling us is that, okay, so you have all this renewal energy, and as you're having renewal energy, you're wrapping up your karma, right? And as you're having the full moons, which are culmination of things, you're in new beginnings. So what this is saying is you need to be very, very deliberate about ending things that aren't working for you so you can step into the things that are working for you. Now, I always say if you don't make changes deliberately, the universe will do it for you. So what can happen if you don't deliberately, like, you need to Marie Kondo your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to, like, bless it with love and have it move on and, you know, only keep things that spark joy, right? So it's the Marie Kondo year, and it's so funny that that show, that Netflix show, tidying up with Marie Kondo, which is pretty much the energy of the year, just was so popular at the top of the year. You know what I mean? It's literally like the energy of the – if you want to know, like, okay, give me, like, a metaphor for, like, this whole, like, year, it's all like Marie Kondo, like, if this doesn't spark joy, send it off and bless it with love, right? And do, you know, keep things in your life that spark joy. So if you don't do it – It can become more of a crisis if you're not paying attention to these relationships that are weighing you down and you're tolerating things. If you're letting people treat you in a way that's not authentic to you, where you're allowing yourself to be seen and heard for who you are, those relationships are going to have some crises. You know, something will happen where you'll be like, wow, I really need to listen to myself. And why did I put up with this? Because you allowed it, you know? So if you're not intentionally letting go of those things, if you're in a career and you're still doing things that are not feeling in alignment with who you really are. And it's not to say that everything in work is going to feel good, right? Because Saturn is a taskmaster, too. So this is about, like, hard work and discipline to get what you want. But things that don't feel in alignment, they don't feel like you believe in them, or like you're only doing things because someone else is telling you, or you think this is what you should be doing, but it doesn't feel right. If you're, like, just letting that go, well, then the universe is going to give you a big crisis, you know, that, or maybe the universe will make you change jobs or the way you do your job because something happens. And, again, this doesn't need to be scary. It doesn't always need – crisis doesn't need to be, like, you know, but it crisis in the sense – now, the word for crisis in Chinese – and happy Lunar New Year, everybody. In Chinese, there's a symbol that means crisis and opportunity. It's the same symbol. So it's those breakdowns that are breakthroughs in a way. And it doesn't need to be scary. Yet, the more deliberate you are with recognizing, okay, this is out of alignment with who I truly am, I need to change it now. I need to work toward those changes. And it doesn't mean that changes can happen right away. But as you set those wheels in motion, that's, you know, you're working towards it, right? It's not to say, oh, I don't like this job, I'll get another job in 2 minutes, or I'll change my career in 2 minutes, or I'll change how I make money in 2 minutes. But you're making those steps. That's being deliberate, right? And the universe responds to that. It's only when you're, like, not bringing your consciousness to things that are meant to be getting your attention. Then the universe is like, hey, we need to get your attention. So is this what you want us to do? So that's how that works. So it's about being very deliberate about that.
Oh, man, that was a lot. And I was taking notes, and I'm trying to make sure that I remember all of these things that you're saying. I know that many of our listeners are probably going to want a copy of this call when they buy your offer. There's always so much wisdom in what you're talking about. And what I love is it's so practical. Like, this is what you need to do, how to really make the best of this. Like, use the strength and the energy of the planet that are there to support you, to help you move in that direction. I just love that, because I have tried it in the past, Carrie, where I've tried to go against what mm-hmm. what the energy was suggesting, and mm-hmm. well, you can never win. Power of nature is very, very strong, and it is there for our own
good. That's the other thing I've learned. It's like, do not try to fight the wisdom of nature or the power of nature.
No.
Because it's first of all, it's way stronger than you, and it's for your own good. So tell me, because I really want to talk about this beautiful offer that you have for us, how to really, really make sure that we have 2019 is a year of renewal and joy, and how we can truly make that happen for us. So talk to me a little bit, although I know that you kind of mentioned that as you were explaining the different things. What if you don't have this guidance of this GPS of the, you know, the forecast with you? You know, if you don't use these the science of astrology and numerology to guide you, what if you say, you know what, yeah, I think I can do this on my own. I have you know, I have pretty good guidance, or I'm just naturally intuitive that way. So that's my first question. And the other thing I want to also say is I've been, you know, it just kept popping into my head. I shared this quote by Rumi. I love Rumi. Over the weekend, I shared this on my personal page, and it went something like, when you are about to set on, you know, on a journey of world tour, right? When you are going to go around the world, do not ask directions from someone who has never left their home. So I love that, right? It's so simple, and Sufis were known for their simple wisdom, but it was so profound, because when my life really started to change, I mentioned that I have had Chris Atwood as my personal mentor for 5 years. Mm-hmm. It's because of that. You know, you wanna get, when you're about to do something big, you know, you want to achieve something, you want to master something, you want to manifest something, you're not going to go to someone who has no clue how to do that, because that would be really foolish. So to turning towards people like yourself that are masters at this art, and you have changed your own life using these principles and these teachings and these wisdoms, that's something that is very, very important for people to understand, that anyone who has been able to achieve something really masterful, and that could be, you know, people that have played at a global level, or people that are actually just doing something that is big for their personal life. Mm-hmm. It's because they got guidance from someone or somewhere. It's very important. And to know that the guidance can be trusted is another really important thing that I think is one of the secrets of my success when I got on that trajectory, and why it was just catapulted, you know, like the speed of success was so fast, was because I did sign up for the help of, excuse me, teachers that are masters, and I still do, you know, I still do. I still invest in a lot of advice that I receive every single year. So I wanted to say that. So going back, the question I asked was, what happens if someone just says, you know what, yeah, I don't need the help from astrology or numerology. I'll do this on my own, and I'll manifest miracles this year.
Well, first of all, I'm a professional psychic and professional intuitive, and I teach intuition. I'm super passionate about it, and I always think everybody, you know, should learn to rely on their intuition. I just want to say that. Like, and your intuition always, you know, trumps everything. And most of us aren't professional psychics, but even though I have a stellar connection with my guides and my guidance, I always look at astrology and numerology, because these are, like what you said, the forces of nature, that it's advisable to pay attention to, because, again, it's like a weather forecast. So it's like if you're planning a wedding, right, and you don't know, like it's like saying, like, okay, I'm going to plan an outdoor wedding in February in Minnesota, like, and you don't realize that, like, February in Minnesota is going to be cold, and don't plan an outdoor wedding type of thing, you know? But if you just have no idea, because you're like, I want to get married this year, and you know you need to get married, like, it's having the weather forecast that these are forces where the universe is telling us what that energy that's greater than you is happening. So there's these internal guidances, but then there's these general, like these massive trends in the universe. So you were just, you and I were just talking before here. You know, you were saying, oh, I was planning to do this, you know, bring this program to life in March, and you were like, and my intuition.
Yeah.
Told me it wasn't a good time, and I was like, well, your intuition was probably knew that March
right. Yeah.
is Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I had a friend recently, this was just in our last Mercury retrograde in December, she teaches manifesting. She teaches this, and she's a very good manifester. And she wrote me, and she wrote, I just manifested my dream car. It's been on my vision board for 2 years. And we were in the middle of Mercury retrograde. And I said, oh, really? Did you just get it this week? And I was thinking, oh, God, no. Well, maybe. You know, these things can work out sometimes. And she goes, yes. And I said, you know, it's Mercury retrograde, right? She goes, oh, I should have checked with you, but I love this car. It broke down 2 days later. And I said, please don't buy your next car until after Mercury retrograde is over. So what happened is, so Mercury retrograde, now, so here's why Mercury retrograde happens, okay? So there's a why in the universe. Mercury is your mind. And during Mercury retrograde, you're going to be catching up with parts of information that you weren't paying attention to before, and your mind will change, okay? So what happened is, so they gave her a different rental car, which happened to be the other car she was considering buying. They gave it, when her car broke down, they gave her this other one that she happened to, because she is a good manifester, that she happened to have also been considering. And by the end of Mercury retrograde, she decided to trade in the broken car for that different car. You see? So what happens is you do something during Mercury retrograde when the universe is saying this is time to go back and rethink things because you're going to change your mind at the end of it. It's not like the universe is cursing you, but that period of time is divinely designed for things to, like, be in a review process. And if you're like moving forward full speed ahead while the universe is saying, that's easy now, speed racer, that's not what this is designed for, then that's when you have this like trickster energy, right? Now, for instance, I was looking for a new home, but it was Venus retrograde last year. Venus is all about what you love and like beauty. So like, it's not advisable to, and money as well, it's not advisable to look for a new home when Venus is retrograde, because what will most likely happen is you're going to wind up spending too much money, and there's going to be things about the aesthetics that you're going to be like, oh, now I don't like it. It's not like the universe is cursing you, but there's certain things. Now, I had another friend that she's a videographer, and she runs a film business, and she's been wanting to create a school to teach other people how to do this, an online school. And she was launching during a time which was Saturn retrograde. And I was not a good idea, because Saturn is like the structures of our life, and you're not supposed to really launch like these big foundational things. And I was really, like, really nervous for her. But I was encouraging her, because she's like, I'm just doing it. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be great. She lost money in it almost. She had to declare bankruptcy. I'm not saying that's why. There was a few other things. But that course lost a lot of money. And I knew that launching at that time was a very bad idea, because it's the time when the foundations are being tested and you're not supposed to do it. So in this forecast that's in this package, I go month by month of the times that are like the universe is on your side, you're not going against the weather, and also when there are celestial storms. So no matter how intuitive you are, your intuition is telling you to do certain things, yet divine timing is very important, because there's I always say there's two things that are very important: to be in touch with your intuition and in harmony with the universe. Because if you're not in harmony with the universe, you're literally going to be feeling like you are swimming against the tides at certain times and then wondering, why isn't this working for me? And it's sad because it's just about timing a lot of times. So I'm always like, this is a really small investment for you to make to like have like all your plans work out. You know what I mean? It's just, I can't imagine life without it.
I totally agree with you. And I have to tell you that story you told about your friend who was buying that car. So you talked to me about it last time. And funny enough, that was when Mercury was in retrograde. And my closest friend was adamant that she was going to buy a car.
No.
And she kept telling me, well, it's a good ending.
Well, this is a good ending for my friend, too, but still.
Yeah, so she kept telling me because she had this job that she'd had now for, you know, this was a friend that I had helped. She used to be a domestic violence victim, and she had come a long way, and now she had this stable job, and she wanted to gift herself something, and she wanted to buy a nice car for herself, of course, which I wanted, and I wanted to support that. And then I'm like, oh my God, but it's like retrograde. And she said, and she's like, no, I'm not going to wait, and you know I don't believe in these things, and da da da. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? So I said, so I appeased her, and I said, yeah, let's go start looking at cars, right? So I would deliberately kind of just, yeah, let's look at another one. And yeah, let's go to another dealership. So, and she could only do it on weekends, and I was able to stretch it out, and then we missed one weekend. And I think it was the third weekend that she suddenly found out that she had been laid off.
Oh,
just out of the blue, no warning. Like, she went to work one day, and 2 hours later, she got the notice. Yeah. And after that, she was like, oh, thank God we hadn't bought the car yet. And
right?
Like, oh, yeah, thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Because and so if you know about these things, it's really like
the payment.
So the thing about Mercury retrograde, too, like, I put it on my calendar every year. Mercury, I put the moons on my calendar. I put new moons on my calendar. So I know, like, when the moon is waxing to initiate things, when the moon is waning. And by the way, this is all in the forecast that I have in this package, like all the moons.
Oh, I can't wait.
All the moons, like all the periods. But I put it on my calendar, and I like block out Mercury retrograde and big, you know, big events, and I block these out to be productive, because Mercury retrograde is an amazing time to go back and edit things and you know, revise things like on my website or in my blog post that I've been wanting to get back to. That is the perfect time for it. So it's like, if you know how to plan for this, like so Mercury retrograde for me is a very pleasant time, because you only experience that trickster energy when you're not paying attention. Right? So I know that this is what Mercury retrograde is divinely designed for. So I put it on my calendar ahead of time. This is a time when we go back and do our, you know, revisit things on my site, in my writing. I put it on the calendar. I lay low. I don't plan too much travel or like big kind of comings and goings. And I lay low. And it works out really great. Because I know
Beautiful.
The plan for it. So it's on my calendar. You know, so
well,
it can be. Yeah, so these things that are scary astrologically, they're not. They're just like, it's like if you go in a high tide and try to go swimming.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And that's exactly what I was going to say, that even though I have that, you know, I've been told by many of my favorite astrologers that I routinely consult with, and I do, by the way. I consult a few times a year, definitely towards the end of the year, in the beginning of the year, and then a few times during the year. If something's come up and it's just like, oh, why is this such a struggle? I need to get some more information. And that's how I treat it, truly, is information. This is information coming from up above. And then how I receive it, how I decipher it is up to me. And I've heard this a lot of times, Carrie, that I just seem to have this internal sense of timing, and you probably know this, that some people are just born with it. They've got this, like, subconscious. I'm told I have this subconscious connection to the truth with a capital T.
So it may not be that conscious, but it is subconscious. So I would be like, I'm just feeling very overwhelmed. I don't want to do this in March. So that's how it translates for me.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I did kind of probably subvert this disaster that might have happened in March, the thing is, there were still a lot of energies that were being put into launching this in March, and my team was so there was still effort that I wasted. And then the disappointment, and then the feeling of guilty, like, I'm telling everybody I don't want to do this, and I'm feeling guilty about it. And I've decided that before I even talked to you today, that's one of the things I decided was that we are going to have all of this stuff properly checked. And then I'm so glad that you've offered to actually review my launch calendar for the whole year.
I'm happy to.
Why even waste an ounce of energy when you've got this beautiful year that is full of promise for so many manifestations? Why even waste an ounce of energy in the wrong direction? Why not just plan ahead, know what's coming up, what time is going to, what is being supported, let's say in March or April or May, so you can start planning for that. As you told me, this is my year, personal year of completions. Okay, that tells me a lot, that this is what I need to be naturally becoming open for. Because, of course, change is not easy, and completion sometimes means letting go of things and well, all of the time. It's pretty much
always, and it's hard. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it's hard, but just simply knowing that this is what's happening, and from my past, whenever I have let go of something that was meant to let go, it has been replaced always by something better. Okay, start focusing on that and start focusing on what would be the new, right? Instead of just like fearing, oh, I got to let go of this. No, I'm just going to start focusing on what I actually want to receive, and then I just let the universe do its job and do its part. So I'm so super excited that with your help, we can do this now. This is going to make things so much easier, because instead of trying to push the boulder up the hill, you will now know, okay, well, here's a little turn here, and that will make the boulder just flow really easy. And it's going to be so much easier knowing what the natural energies are supporting. And I can tell you, from being a student now of astrology and these planetary forces, whenever I don't even know what's going on, I go and look back, and it's like, oh, the moon was here. It was in that 12th house. So no wonder I was feeling so drained, so tired. If I had known beforehand, I would have booked my massage on this day.
You'd make it a massage month.
And I would have taken it easy, because guess what? Work would not have really been done anyway. So I could have taken that as a time off, relaxed, rejuvenated, taken care of myself. And I would have come out way stronger instead of being frustrated. So before we start talking again, I just want to announce the link to your amazing offer, because some people have to go back to their work after the hour is up. So I want to announce this link, orderjoynow.com/Carrie, K-A-R-I, and the number 19, Carrie 19. And on the webcast and on the replay, you can press the special offer button. You can really look at this and see how many others just like you are talking about that this was the best investments, one of the best investments you can possibly give yourself this year. I would even call it really one of the best gifts you can give yourself this year, because this is really what Carrie was talking about. This is a year where anything you do to be more authentic, to show up more as yourself, is going to be really encouraged and rewarded. This is your job. So this is really like saying, yeah, in order to fulfill my job, I am going to get this tool. So you are definitely going to be rewarded for this, because it's a step in the right direction. I just really love that. And then another person, Sarah, said, it's not just a guide to the energy of the year. It's a healing resource. I love that so much, because that is also very true, because the energy of truth is always, always healing. And I just love that. She said, thank you, Carrie, for creating this amazing resource. Carrie's premium psychic forecast is like a breath of fresh air after a heavy 2018. I just totally agree with that. So, Carrie, if you can please take a few minutes to explain this amazing offer, how this works, how our listeners can really maximize this, and if you can explain really how to use it best, that would be great.
Sure, and thank you. And part of the reason Sarah said that is because I actually have a healing meditation as one of the bonuses as well, because I am an energy healer and a psychic. As I do everything, I have the intention that it's uplifting, inspiring, and healing for everybody, because that's the energy I bring to everything. Just so people understand where I'm coming from and what some of my gifts are, that this isn't just information, that everything I'm doing is infused with healing, healing energy, and the vibration of love, which I think is a healing energy as well. Just want to say that so that people understand this isn't just information. And that being said, I'll talk about the different aspects of what's in this package. So this premium psychic forecast, it's the astrology and numerology, and we use tarot as a teaching tool as well, because the archetypes in the tarot with the numbers are very informative for the archetypes of the energy. So what happens in this forecast? This is so the first part of this package is this 2.5 hour forecast. That's astrology and numerology. The first part of the forecast, we go through all of the planetary influences of the year and what that means for you personally, and I put it together because one of the things that I find challenging about the way a lot of people teach astrology is it's very kind of esoteric and up there and out there. So I have 5 planets in Virgo. Virgo's divine assignment is to make things practical. I happen to have my Virgo in the house of psychic energy in the subconscious mind. So I take all this esoteric information and I make it very practical for you. And this is what this is designed to do. So we talk about the planetary influences, and then we go month by month, because there are times when there are celestial storms. Even though this is a year of renewal, there's times when you're meant to just, like, stay low, batten down the hatches, and, like, plan for that. So this is a guide to help you plan ahead month by month, and it includes a 60-page guide that you print, that you can print or keep on your device and refer to every single month, that tells you, okay, this is what this month is going to be about. So the thing is, I you might forget things when you listen. There's so much information in this 2.5 hour class, it's a little bit mind-blowing. And so that's why I created this 60-page guide for you to have it at your fingertips, that you can look ahead and you can, okay, I have this thing planned, let me just look ahead and look in this guide and see, is this a good month for it? Is this not a good month for it? What is this a good month for, and how should I be navigating my energies this month? So it's a 2.5 hour class. The first class is the planetary and numerological influences for the universal energies. And then the last half hour of this, so we spend 2 hours doing that and going month by month, saying, okay, this is what you have to look out for this month. It's very in-depth, and this is, and I call it a premium psychic forecast because in addition to the astrology and numerology influences for the year, I have my guides giving me psychic information about the energy, because I am a psychic and I can forecast energy using my intuitive senses as well. So this is all that goes into this. And this is part of why you can't get this information anywhere else, because this is a combination of a lot of things, right? So the second part, the last half hour of the forecast is your personal numerology. So we have these universal cycles, but you also have your personal cycles. And knowing what your personal year number is and how that in, like we were talking about, you're in a 9 personal year. So you know, even though this is a year of renewals, a lot of your energy is about wrapping things up. I'm in a 6 personal year. So I know a lot of my energy is about balance and love, and I also have more family responsibility, which is already happening. And you know, there's a lot that goes into how you navigate your personal year number as well, because it's like that's the how you're going to be navigating. So the the universal energies are the what, right? And then your personal numerology is the how. And I have one of the bonuses is your personal numerology guide with a channeled message that my guides gave me about your personal, each personal year number. They gave me an extra channeled message about what that means for you as I tuned into the energy of what that really meant for the one personal year, the two personal year. My guides gave me very specific information about what to expect in your personal year and how best to use this energy. And I also have a guide where you know your personal month numerology, so that can help you fine-tune a lot of your decisions as well. I include as a bonus as well, in addition to the 60-page guide that you get, that you print out and use throughout the year, the personal year numerology, the personal month numerology. I have a healing meditation and soul infusion because as an energy healer, I wanted to help people let go of the heaviness of last year so that they can really have this year of renewal and get that intuitive guidance. So this healing meditation, this healing activation and infusion is exclusive to this, you know, this offer, this package. So it's not available to the public. It's something that I wanted people to have and my guides wanted people to have to help lift your energy so that you can truly make this a year of renewal and have some guidance about what your next steps are. And I've had a lot of feedback just about that healing as well. Like, it's really helped people transform. And I really wanted to include it because I want people to have all the tools to navigate this year, including those energetic tools. So the other thing, so that's the premium psychic forecast, which is item one. The other thing I wanted to offer was an interaction with me, a chance to talk with me and to get insight about from my guides. Now, what is offered here is a psychic salon, which is something that I just started, and it's really powerful because what we do is we gather anyone who's in the psychic salon. We meet, and there's two different times to accommodate different time zones, and we get on a call together, on a video call, and I choose several people to do psychic readings for with the intention that whatever healing and wisdom transpires from my guides to the people that are getting the readings, it applies to everyone. So I use those readings for these select people as a healing tool, as a teaching tool for everyone. And so we do energy healing on those calls. I do energy healing for with my guides on the calls, and we talk about the spiritual lessons that are going to be universal themes in a very personal way. So it's a chance for you to take this information and make it very personal and really understand it and implement it in a very personal way, and as well as receive some healing. So there's two psychic salons. You can join one or both. You get the recordings for both, and they're meant to accommodate different time zones. And if you can't make it live, it's okay because it's the intention that the healing and the information and insights and any elevation that happens during those psychic salons that everyone gets to benefit from. So there's two times you can choose from. You get both recordings. You can join both. You can join none of them and still get the benefit. So that's a more personal way of understanding and implementing the energy and healing. I brought energy healing into that. And of course there's another course that's, I think it's if you get this now, there's a Meet Your Future Self course and activation that comes with that as well for people who get this now. So there's so much here for you to help you manifest in a way that's in alignment with your intuition and in alignment with your soul and in harmony with the universal energies.
Beautiful. I love it. And that is, again, at Carrie, orderjoynow.com/Carrie19, K-A-R-I, and the number 19. And really, for just, $111, you can get all this amazing help. This is such a beautifully well-priced offer that this is affordable, really, for everyone. And remember, if you can use PayPal credit, that's going to help you. Check out right now. And you will have 6 months to pay PayPal, but you can get access to this right now, and you can start charting out what you need to be doing this year to really manifest all that you want to manifest. It's really such a beautiful offer. And a couple of questions here that I want to address.
Sure.
Mel is saying, oh, no, Mercury retrograde again. I was going to start a new business at a health fair. Should I just cancel? Because I can't afford to have it go away. Please advise. So that's a really good thing. Like, if they have something that they can't change, and Mercury retrograde is going to be during that time, what is the best course of action?
By the way, Mercury is retrograde 3 to 4 times a year every 88 days, like clockwork. So, again, it's something that comes up every 88 days. So it's good to put it on your calendar. And I want to emphasize that, and I always, and this is part of what I teach in the forecast as well, you're never cursed. The universe is never cursing you, right? So this is a forecast. So, like, again, like, if you know it's going to be snowing outside, you can prepare differently than if you know it's going to be sunny weather. So you don't need to cancel. Just know that you need to, like, check all, you know, make sure you're super careful. Maybe you have someone there helping you to make sure your transactions are, that you're everything's going through properly. Maybe bring some help with you so that you know, like, oh, if something goes wrong or some, like, the charge card malfunctions, that you have a backup, right? So plan for plan Bs when you have Mercury retrograde. It's just, again, it's like a mini celestial storm. So, and know that, you may have trouble deciding on, like, what to present or whatever because your mind is going to be changing. So just understand that's part of the energy during it. It's never, like, there to, like, harm you in any way. It's just say, okay, so if you are doing this and you are committed during Mercury retrograde, then this is something to look out for. Now, I want to say that I actually launched a product once during Mercury retrograde. But I did it in a way that I launched it to a small group of people with the intention of going back and revising the product.
That's beautiful. Because then you're right in line with it. This is exactly
what
the end.
Yeah. So it's like, people are like, why are you doing it during Mercury retrograde? Because I'm like, because I want the feedback. Because I want to revise the product before
there
it goes out
to
100,000 people. I want to do it to, like, 2,000 people and get their feedback. And I did revise a little bit of it. So, I actually launched during Mercury retrograde because I wanted to revise things, you know. So it's never there to curse you. It's just, it's like, you know the energy, and so you know what it's for. So you know to have plan Bs, to read things very carefully, not to make things too complicated, keep things as simple as possible, and have backups. So I hope that helps.
Wonderful. And guys, we are going to be taking questions from callers on the phone line, so please raise your hand by pressing *2 if you have a question you would like to ask Carrie. This will be really fun. You can talk to her and even ask her something about the forecast. So press *2 now, and you have to be on the phone line. So I'm going to give you guys a couple of minutes to do that. Nancy is saying, I'm a master number 11 this year. So what does that mean for me? And can you please talk a little bit more about the master numbers?
Master numbers are a whole course all in themselves. Just so you understand that master numbers mean that you're developing spiritual mastery, right? So you have greater challenges and also greater potentials. Now, if you're in an 11 personal year in this 3 universal year, you are being called, like, exponentially so to shine your light and not dim it from the world. Because remember, 11 is about that light, and 11's It has the double one, and the one is about uniqueness. And there is this sense of, I was talking about that Uranus energy at the top of the year, that's all about your uniqueness. And the three energy is about expressing what's in your heart in a very unique, heartfelt way. So the 11 is really going to emphasize that you're going your own way and doing your unique thing, shining your unique light, and not dimming that in any way. And the universe is going to like amp up the volume on that a little bit more. Remember I said, like, when you're not listening, the universe, you know, if you're not doing something proactively, the universe will make sure you do. And so during a master number year, it's exponential that happens. It's a little bit more deliberate that you have to be about really upping the wattage when you're in that 11 cycle.
Beautiful.
So good for us too. We get to experience that from you.
Yeah.
We get to enjoy your light then, right? It's good for us.
Beautiful. I love it. So we have about 30 people with their hands raised. Can you please pick a number for me?
7.
All right. Number 7. Let me just refresh. Okay. Number 7. I just see a name, Janine, and I believe you're on the webcast. So, Janine, you are unmuted.
Yes. Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Janine. Where are you calling from?
From South Africa.
Oh, wow.
South Africa. Cool. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi. I was born on the 31st of December at midnight on the dot, and I had a twin sister that was born 3 minutes after. On the 1st of January, so we're born separate years. I just want to know for this year with my company, and this year started I'm in a very difficult space since January started, and I'm not sure I'm actually quite scared for this year because of what's going on. And I just want to know what holds this year for me and my company and with my son and my life, basically.
Okay, so am I using 12/31 as your birthday or no?
Yes, the 31st of December, 1973, midnight on the dot.
Oh, midnight on the dot. Wow, you are the baby New Year. Well, so, you know, your whole life then is going to be that sense of endings and beginnings in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like we choose the moment of our birth. It's part of our life plan, the way we choose our parents and the way we choose our bodies. We choose the time and date of birth, and everything's a message for us, right? So just then tells me that you have some karmic patterns about, like, having trouble letting go of people and relationships that are not benefiting you. Does that make sense?
Not sure, because I think I can cut quite easily.
You've been what?
But I can cut relationships quite easily. But I think I also have trouble moving on emotionally.
Yeah, so part of the reasons why you have to, like, let go of relationships abruptly, so you learn the process of letting go. Do you understand, like, the process of letting go is a big part of your karmic life path. Does that make sense then in some way?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, what were you just saying in terms of relationships?
No, it's in terms of my company and where I'm going with my company this year, and also my son in our relationship and what's happening. Yeah.
What's happening with your son relationship-wise?
Well, I'm getting a lot of issues with courts and everything with his father, and stress and schoolwork. I've realized he doesn't even know how to read after the school or 4 years of schooling. Like, I'm shocked. And he's a very intelligent boy. And I found this out yesterday. And no one told me at the school because he gets high marks. So he's been guessing. And then also with my work, I'm finding that I'm constantly under stress in work as well. And yeah, that's what's happening.
You're constantly what at work as well? I'm sorry, this is connected.
I'm sorry. I'm also very stressed at work with my company because every time I move forward, everything fizzles out. When I get 2 steps forward, I end up moving 10 steps back.
Well,
I want to know if I'm in the right company and if I'm doing the right thing by working in my own company. Is this the way for me? Do I need to move forward into another direction?
Is definitely a year of moving forward in another direction. You're in a one personal year.
Yes.
Yes, you're in a one personal year, which is about doing things new and differently. And we're in this year of doing things new and differently. And I know you said it doesn't resonate with you right now, but I do really strongly feel that there's a sense of karmic, one of your karmic lessons, and remember this is a year of karmic completion as well, is holding on to maybe people, places, ideas that are meant to be let go of, right? So this part of the reason this year is so testing for you is because this is a 1 year and this is about doing things in a new and different way. So it could even be like, this is the way I've always done things. And so you're going to, if you keep trying to do things the way you've been doing, so again, remember, it could be like your ideas of things or your ideals of things. I just feel like this is a karmic issue for you to learn how to let go of what you think is right or the right way of doing things, and learning how to adjust a little bit. Maybe there might be some compromise involved with, like, even though you know something's right, like you have to yield in certain ways, and I think that applies to, like, your business and your son, do you know? If I were you, I'd get into some serious meditation and do a lot of automatic writing and writing with your guides, like, how can I do this in a new and different way? And the other thing is, I really feel like you need someone to bring a different perspective to this. And there's a part of you that won't value their opinion. Again, I really feel like this is karmic. Like, there's a part of you that's like, I know what's right, and this is what's right. And not to say you shouldn't stick to your integrity, but there's certain ways that you're meant to learn how to yield and compromise and be flexible to get to what you want that you're learning this year. And this is one of your karmic lessons, and you're starting a new cycle, so you have to learn new ways of doing things. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. So now learning new ways to do things, mm-hmm. I can still, my company still will be successful moving forward. I just need to do things different.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of it involves, like, flexibility, allowing yourself to be supported, having some elements of compromise for the greater good. Not compromising your integrity by any means, but because these, you know, because you're dealing with polarities, you have to kind of yield in some ways as you move forward. And I really just think the more support you can get from outside sources, even if you don't think they're perfect, because you do sometimes have trouble taking advice. I'm not talking about me, but, like, because you are so strong-willed, right? Isn't it a thing where you have trouble? Yeah. So it's a karmic lesson for you. That's part of what Saturn's teaching you this year, is to learn, like, you can't just, like, even though you know what's right, you can't make things happen just through your own will and devices. You have to learn how to yield and be flexible and try new things and try new ways with the support of other people. Does that help you?
Yes. So does that mean I'm going to be? Does that look like it's going to happen? And
this is your free will. This is your free will. This is what the universe is telling you needs to happen. It's your karmic job to make sure that, and, you know, you're the one that got picked for this call too, right? So it's like your guides really want you to know this stuff. So they're like, we want you. We're here supporting you. You know, they're like telling you, like, we're here for you. So, like, this is what your lesson is. So go at it.
Well, it's just to stop being so hard.
Yeah, and it's hard for you to, when you know what's right, it's hard for you to like, let go of some control, you know? But that's part of what life is about, you know? Right now, for a lot, I mean, look at my government right now. Like, this is all about polarities and learning how to deal with, like, opposing, you know, how do you do that, right? And that's a lot of what you're going through.
Yes.
You know, not to compare you to the disaster of my government right now, but you know what I mean. Like, it's, and we live in a world of polarities, and that's one of your major karmic lessons.
Okay, and then the some and my past.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt.
Sorry,
Janine, I'm going to have to interrupt.
Thank you very much.
We have.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad
you got so much
great guidance.
You're welcome.
That was awesome. Wow, that is just such an example of what you can get when you have that kind of clarity, how awesome it can be to get this direction. Let's talk to one more person, and I see another person with an international number, so I'm going to unmute them. 44, I believe that's an England area code. I'm not sure.
Yay.
You're on a direct line. So, hello, 447 is what I see.
Hello.
On the area code. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Asha.
Hi.
Asha?
Hi.
Asha.
First time I've rang, actually.
Oh, how wonderful to talk to you.
I'm so glad you've taken my phone call.
Me too.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Yeah.
So how
What's
can I help
question,
you today?
Huh?
I work in a school, and they're changing my contract, decreasing my wage and increasing my hours. I've been working there for a long time. And I'm just wondering, should I move on from there? I'm not sure how it's going to go because things will change from 1st of April. It's still
Asha,
negotiation.
What is your month and day
moment.
Of birth?
June 19th.
Okay. So you're also in a one personal year, which affects you very differently. So this is a year of last year was a year of endings. And so did you have any feelings last year where you were starting to doubt working at the particular school?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Because you were in a nine personal year, and that's the year where we're supposed to, like, wrap things up and let go of things that aren't working for us. And I'm not saying you didn't do a good job, but that was bringing a lot to your consciousness about wrapping things up. You're in a one personal year. And you're born on a 19 day. Again, you have another karmic lesson about endings and beginnings because the one in the nine. The other thing about people born on a 19 day is that they have trouble taking support. Seems to be a theme.
Yeah.
And so you always, you know, because you had to do everything by yourself for yourself growing up, perhaps, that you learned that, like, you have to, right?
Yeah.
And it's scary for you because you're like, I'm the only one looking out for myself. So, like, you know, the one thing I would recommend to you, first of all, is to know that you are supported. You're supported by the universe. You're supported by your spirit guides. And the more you allow other people to help you in any way and your celestial team to help you, the more easily your transition will happen. This, that just happened right now to you in the one personal year that you totally, you know, you're, work is basic. This is one of those things where I'm like, if you don't do things deliberately, the universe will do it for you. The universe just started to do that for you. They're like, hey, we started to tell you last year. Now, I do tell you that when you said the word school, your energy field totally lit up. So you're a born teacher. You're a born teacher. You are meant to, like, help those kids. You are so good at what you do. And you deserve more. You deserve so much more. And that was one of the things you were realizing last year. So you go out and get it now, okay?
Yeah, it's just my lack of confidence. And you know.
Well, that's, again, comes with that born on a 19 day. And the one year, you know, the main lesson during the one energy, because you're born on a one day, 1 + 9 = 1, right, is learning how to go your own way and have confidence doing it. And that's really the only thing you need to change, like, and learn. You got all the goods.
Yeah,
I guarantee you.
I still stay into the teaching, like, you know, I'm a teaching assistant. So
you're
special needs.
Well, maybe go into, like, full on teaching, like, you know, invest in yourself and whatever you need to do to get what you deserve. This is, you deserve so much more, but you are so good at what you do and you deserve more. So, yeah, maybe you want to invest in some education too, like, so you can be a full on teacher and get paid more.
Yeah,
you're amazing at what you do. There's no reason you should feel not confident. Like, you got this.
Yeah.
How does it feel to get that validation? How does that
feel? I feel good. It does, because, you know, just, you know, sometimes you know, but you, well, I'm a person with a lot of insecurity in myself, and so it helps to hear someone else saying it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is so cool.
And your guides wanted
I
you to hear
it.
That today, because they picked you. Remember, I said at the top of the call. At the top of the call, it's rise up and be seen and heard. That's what we all need to remember. Remember?
And I was just listening on the website. I was listening on the website, and I said, I'm going to call today.
Yay!
Love it.
Yay.
Right,
so you see, when you take
so
the
much.
Action steps, the universe responds. I want everyone to remember that. It's a kind and loving universe.
Yes. It always responds, and it's thank you, Asha, my dear. I'm gonna
meet of love.
You now. I just want to say that again. That this is so beautiful when you do take that action, especially when the energies are supported in such a big way. So when you take action according to that, you will see response pretty much immediately. And this is such an awesome opportunity, really, there's so many in our community, Carrie, that message me on a regular basis talking about how they want to be on purpose, how they want to be on their path. I even wrote an article last month. I was so moved talking about how true happiness can only come from being on that purpose, being in alignment with who you truly are, because otherwise we are basically just chasing. We are in pursuit of external circumstances
that
we think are going to make us happy, that we have attached all these conditions, like I will be happy when I have X or I am with X, right? And all of those, while they can be sources of happiness, temporarily, and they can definitely add more beauty to our lives, the ultimate happiness really is from being on that path. And how can you be on that path unless you know yourself, unless you are being authentic about who you are? And during this call, I was just thinking about when I first started working with, I mentioned an astrologer that really helped me along the way. And when I first spoke to him, I still remember he's one of those, people that is very good at his art. He's like, I think he was born doing astrology.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Past life gift.
He just looked at my chart and he's like, so what do you do? And I told him I was in financing at that time. And he goes, all wrong. No. And he just kept, he was like getting like, no. You are a teacher. You need to be in broadcast. You need to be something to do with Aquarius, which was about, high tech and apps. And I'm like, what is this guy talking about? No way. And he's like, something to do with teaching women, and that's your path. And once you get on that, you have no idea how the abundance is going to just start flowing. And I was doing well for myself, as a commercial lender. I made decent money. There was no way I was going to give up a job and a career. And I was like, whatever. Of course, it took only 1 year.
But the universe started talking
finished.
To you.
then it was like, so you didn't pay attention. And that's when all the banks stopped lending. My business, my career of 15 years came to an abrupt halt. I had to file bankruptcy because I had nothing left. And then I started listening to telesummits to help give me some hope and positivity. And then, of course, I launched a telesummit, which is kind of a broadcast. Yeah, exactly. And from the very first summit, and this is in this industry, as you very well know, Carrie, you have so much experience being on telesummits, it's an 80%, more than 80%, I would even say 90% failure rate. And I thank God I didn't know those numbers, and I just launched it. And from the very first show I ever did, it's been profitable, and it's just been growing and growing and growing. And people think it's because, Iram is a business genius or something like that. And I'm truly here to tell you it was basically just doing the right thing at the right time, along the right lines. That's truly what it was, because every little bit of effort just was paid off in such a big way. And when I look back, it was really, astrologically speaking, the timing was just so perfect. So now No, please go ahead.
Well, it wasn't just about being in perfect timing. The reason your astrologer was able to see that is because they saw the clues that the universe was telling you that you needed to listen
yeah.
to. This is part
yeah.
of why I'm so passionate about this. It's like
yeah.
the universe is always telling us how to be in alignment with ourselves. And when you are in alignment, you are prosperous, you are happy, you're attracting, you're in the right place at the right time. It's all about alignment, like you were saying. And the reason that he was able to see that is because he could see the planetary energies that were talking to you that you needed to listen to. And this is why I am so passionate about this, is helping people be in alignment with the universe and themselves.
Love it. And this is what we have in this amazing offer, that people can really get into that alignment, find out the right timing for the right projects, what they need to do, get the answers. The beautiful offer, again, at orderjoinout.com/Carrie, K-A-R-I, and the number 19. I really, really encourage you guys to take advantage of this. And while we still have the bonuses going on, so please do yourself a favor, invest in yourself, send that message to the universe that, yes, I am ready to align with the authenticity of who I am, and then just watch what happens. It's really amazing. Carrie, my dear, it is always wonderful to have you with us, and this was such an important call. Again, this is also perfect timing because, you know, we're talking about this stuff on a very, very beginning of a very important year.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. And, again, this is also your personal numerology, so you know how to go about the year as well. And, I I'm so passionate about this, and it's such a small investment that could save you a lot of time and energy and other things. So it's a very small investment in your time and money and energy
mm-hmm.
that could save you, like, a whole year of being out of alignment or whatever thing. And again, this is why I'm so passionate about this. I'm a weather forecaster that says, it's sunny out, make sure you enjoy this, or it's snowing, get inside. Like, I
yeah,
really want people
exactly.
to like make the most of every day of their life, you know?
Beautiful. I love it. Thank you so much. And yes, this is what you can do. It's a small investment in yourself where the rewards will be exponentially seen soon. I mean, pretty much immediate for most of us. And imagine if you didn't do that, looking back at the end of this year, how much time, how much effort would need to be wasted to really open our eyes and say, oh yes, I am so ready to get on this train, and I want to utilize the energies that are being sent right now to help get on that path. So lots of love for everybody. Again, the offer is orderjoinout.com/Carrie, K-A-R-I, the number 19, or just press the special offer button. And let me know what you think, because I'm very eager to hear what you guys think and how this helps you. Lots of love, everybody, and, of course, you as well, Carrie. Take care.
Lots of love, and thank you so much.